Morning Watch, Day 4, Philippians, Week 1, Philippians 1, 9-11. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in full knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve by testing the things which differ and are more excellent, that you may be pure and without offense unto the day of Christ, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which is through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Related verses. 1 Thessalonians 3:10-13. Night and day petitioning exceedingly, so that we may see your face and complete the things that are lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus make straight our path to you, and the Lord cause you to increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we also to you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. Colossians 1:4-6, 9-10. Because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and the love which you have unto all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in the heavens, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you, even as it is also in all the world, bearing fruit and growing, as also in you, since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth. Therefore we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease praying and ask on your behalf that you may be filled with the full knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, to walk worthily of the Lord, to please him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work and growing by the full knowledge of God. Portions from the footnotes. Philippians 1:9, note 1, full. The Philippian believers had much love, yet their love needed to abound, to overflow more and more, not foolishly, but in full knowledge, not in ignorance, but in all discernment, that they may approve by testing the things that differ and are more excellent. This should include the discerning of the differing preachings of the gospel, in verses 15 through 18, and of the different kinds of people in chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. Philippians 1:9, note 2, discernment. Sensitive perception, moral tact. Paul's desire was that the Philippians, some of whom had been distracted from God's economy by the preaching of the Judaistic believers, would not love the Judaistic believers foolishly, but would love them soberly with love that abounded in full knowledge and sensitive perception. Portions from the Life Study Messages. According to the context of 1:9, Paul's meaning was that the Philippians needed knowledge and discernment to distinguish between Paul's preaching and that of the Judaistic believers. We today also need to discern between the many different kinds of preaching. Discernment is the power of perception, the ability to perceive matters in a sensitive way. Certain famous preachers may be knowledgeable and eloquent, but if we have discernment, we shall realize that the goal of their preaching is the furtherance of their own work, not the advancement of God's economy. In order to discern the preaching of others in this way, we need more experience of Christ. Only the experience of Christ can cause love to abound in us in full knowledge and all discernment. Supplied with such a love, we shall love others, but not foolishly. In verse 10, the Greek word rendered pure means judged by sunlight, that is, tested as genuine. Hence, pure, sincere. To be without offense means not to be offending, not to cause others to stumble. In discerning things, we need to be pure. Otherwise, we shall offend others. It is not easy to be discerning in a way that is pure and without offense. This depends very much on our motive. In verses 9 and 10, Paul prayed three things on behalf of the Philippians: that their love would abound in full knowledge and all discernment, that they would approve by testing the things which differ, and that they would be pure and without offense unto the day of Christ. The secret to these three matters is found in verse 11. According to grammar, verse 11 is a modifier related to the three items for which Paul prayed. Having been filled with the fruit of righteousness, the Philippians could abound in love, prove by testing all things, and be pure and without offense. This indicates that being filled with the fruit of righteousness through Jesus Christ is a necessary condition for these three matters. In order for our love to abound, to approve by testing the things which differ, and to be pure and without offense, we must first be filled with the fruit of righteousness, which is through Jesus Christ. Verse 11 refers to the experience of Christ because of the phrase, through Jesus Christ. The fruit of righteousness is through Christ. It comes to us through our experience of Christ. From the Christ we enjoy and experience, we have the fruit of righteousness. The more we experience Christ, the more this Christ will issue in the fruit of righteousness. The fruit of righteousness is the living product of a proper life with a righteous standing before God and man. This cannot come about by the believer's natural man for their boast, but through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Our love, therefore, should abound in a way that is according to God's economy. If we experience Christ, our love will abound. We shall prove things by testing, and we shall be pure and without offense.